Approximately 20% of Australia's population suffer allergic reactions to something. Allergies are a condition of the immune system responding adversely to substances in the environment, such as food, pollen, insect stings or bites. With anaphylaxis the most severe form of allergic reaction, what can people do to help reduce the impact of allergies? Joining us this week on Fitter Happier to tell us more is the head of immunology and allergy at Princess Margaret Hospital, Dr. Richard Lowe. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us on the MAG on Fitter Happier today.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, first off, can you give us some sort of insight as to why allergies occur?
The problem is we don't know why allergies increase in Australia, but now 1 in 10 children under the age of 1 year have food allergies, 10%.
10%?
Yes, it's such a marked rise in the number of children with this problem.
It's certainly something, I mean, as I get older, I seem to be encounter more and more people with allergies. The more friends I have that have kids, the greater percentage seems to be going up that of people that have allergies as well. Now, that's something that I've just kind of experienced, but that's obviously figures that confirm that. Is there any sort of sense as to why the allergies are increasing?
There are lots of theories, and when doctors have lots of theories, it means we don't really know.
Sure.
So it could be the way we introduce foods to our infants. In the past, okay. We used to say delay peanut till after 3 years, and we now know the information is wrong.
Okay.
We're actually saying you should introduce foods like peanuts and eggs between 4 to 11 months of age when the child's ready to take on solids.
So is that the kind of the theory, I guess, of kind of building up a resistance to it?
Yeah, it's trying to induce tolerance.
Tolerance, yeah, that's probably better.
So a lot of people are scared about introducing these foods, but by delaying these foods, you actually increase the chance of your infant developing food allergies.
Okay. What are some of the more common allergies that people are subject to?
Food, certainly. So for young children, milk, egg, peanut. Most of the children will outgrow their milk and egg allergy, but unfortunately, peanut, 1 out of 5 will outgrow.
Yeah.
So 80% as young adults and adults will still be dealing with peanut. And similarly, tree nut, fish, shellfish allergy are unlikely to outgrow it. So there are a lot of people now in their 20s and 30s now having to manage their allergies, which they developed during childhood.
How can these allergies affect sufferers? How do the reactions themselves manifest?
The most severe reaction is called anaphylaxis. So patients can eat a food or be stung by a bee and then within minutes have trouble breathing, either in their throat or in their lungs. So it's a really bad asthma attack, or they can actually collapse because their blood pressure drops. So certainly food, insects, and of course medications. Often that happens in hospitals, but not necessarily.
Yeah. In severe cases, how is anaphylaxis treated?
With a medication called adrenaline.
Yep.
So if patients have already seen the doctors, they're judged to be at risk of having anaphylaxis, an EpiPen, a device to give adrenaline, self-administered, is prescribed. Some of your listeners may not have had anaphylaxis before. And something that's very useful is what we teach. Do not stand or walk a patient. Lay them down, flat or sit. Because when you stand or walk, blood pressure drops and we need the blood to go to the brain.
Right.
So you could be in a restaurant and somebody may have a severe allergic reaction. They may not have an EpiPen, but this one advice is letting the person lay down or sit if they're having trouble, but not letting them stand or walk.
Okay.
Call an ambulance because it stops the blood pressure from dropping.
That's the first reaction. And if you witness someone or someone close to you is having this reaction, is to get them to sit or lay down.
Sit or lay down. Okay. If they've got a device called the EpiPen, of course, administer it.
Yeah. So why do we see more cases of allergies or allergic reactions, at least, occurring in spring?
Combination, severe allergic reactions, bees are certainly out in force. Yeah. And Western Australia is blessed with really good weather, a diverse vegetation. We are probably responsible for more than 40% of anaphylaxis to bees in Australia. So unfortunately, with our good weather and our good vegetation, we have a lot of bees and we have severe allergic reactions to them.
Are allergic reactions or allergies something that is detected Can it only be detected, you know, once you've had an allergic reaction to something, or can you be tested for these allergies?
And that's the problem. People often come and say, my father had anaphylaxis to bees. Do you have a test for it?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, no. And it's the same also for foods. Yeah. I can't predict who's going to be at risk of anaphylaxis.
So it's kind of, we've just kind of got to roll the dice a little bit and see if it happens to us, and then if it does, then get treated.
It is, but people need to be aware, certainly for adults who have young babies. There have been no deaths from peanut allergy under the age of 4 years anywhere described in the world. So they're often scared to give peanuts. But by giving peanuts early, you might actually reduce allergy.
Yeah.
So it says awareness that deaths under the age of 4 years has never been described from peanut anywhere in the world.
So that kind of lack of fear, but also, I guess, being aware of what the signs are of an allergic reaction as well.
Yes. So severe allergic reactions can be your throat swelling up, mm-hmm. a change in your voice, swelling your tongue, a cough, not just one cough, but a persistent cough, a wheeze. For young infants, being pale and floppy, and for older people, losing consciousness, because when your blood pressure drops, blood doesn't flow to the brain. And you get unconscious there.
You're listening to Fitter Happier on the MAG on RTRFM 92.1 with me, Chris Mason. And this week we're discussing allergies with the head of immunology and allergy at Princess Margaret Hospital, Dr. Richard Lowe. Now, you discussed peanuts quite extensively there as being one of the more common food allergies. Richard, what are some of the other more common food allergies people might be aware of?
In young kids, milk, egg, peanut, and tree nuts. Older children and adults, peanut, tree nuts, fish, shellfish. But you can actually anaphylax to almost any food. I've had patients anaphylax to kiwi fruit, to watermelon, to cinnamon. Yeah. So unfortunately, you know, almost any food can cause anaphylaxis. They're rare, but can occur.
Okay. Are allergies more common in children than they are in adults?
Definitely. But we're now seeing adults developing allergies in adulthood.
That they didn't have as children?
That didn't have So we've got people who have actually eaten prawns and then suddenly developed severe allergic reactions. And there are a number of theories. It may be that you've had a severe bout of gastro. It affects the absorption of certain foods and maybe that. Certain medications like proton inhibitors may change the acid in the stomach. Yep. But again, like children, in adults, we're not sure why we're seeing the rise in food allergies in adults as well, developing in adulthood.
Okay. Talking about kids and allergies there, do you want to give us some information about the 250K project?
Yes, thank you for that. This was recently launched 2 weeks ago. 250,000 young adults in Australia are at risk of having a severe allergic reaction, either to a food or to insects. And we did a survey and found that young adults don't want to make a fuss. They don't want to be different. They don't want to go out to a party and let people know I'm allergic to this.
Sure.
And dating, you know, people do not realize if you're allergic to a food and the person you kiss, if they've eaten the food that you're allergic to, it can cause severe allergic reactions.
Right.
So 14, 16-year-olds out dating, you know, how do you communicate that? So this is a website designed specifically for young adults, and it's had a youth advisory group that's actually given information. So the voices are real people, real patients, talking about what it's like on your first date or actually having an allergic reaction because your girlfriend has taken something with peanut in it and, you know, people have kissed and they've had problems. How to communicate, what resources are available. So if people are interested in it, it's www.250k.org.au.
Wonderful. Sounds like a really fantastic resource there. Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the MAG and Fitter Happier this morning.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That was the head of immunology and allergy at Princess Margaret Hospital, Dr. Richard Lowe, there talking all things allergies on this week's edition of Fitter Happier. And that resource, that website resource again, is 250k.org.au if you want to find some more information about that brand new website that discusses allergies there. You're tuned to the MAG on RTRFM 92.1.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.